of the International Secret Police. Chief Yeyaba sends for his warriors to act as beaters in the hunt for the octopus, which Clint has planned. The big natives arrive at sundown, and determined to waste no time, Clint, after giving the beaters orders through Chief Yeyaba, starts them into the jungle immediately. Aside from the Belgian administrator and Mrs. Buchanan, Leopoldville believes the boys are lion hunting. With fine speed, Clint and Barney slowly making their way through the jungle, guided by Chief Yeyaba and Kinka, who has recovered from his attack of fever. Everywhere can be heard the beaters beating down every bit of brush and jungle vine possible, hunting for the hideout of the octopus. And over them is the jungle night, black and ominous. The secret police do not know that the octopus, suspecting trouble, has ordered the jungle tribes to kill the police and Chief Yeyaba's men on sight.
It's a cinch we won't surprise the octopus at this rate. He could hear us coming a mile off.
All right, maybe he thinks we hunt for Simba or Timbo.
I don't know about that, Chief Yeyaba. He don't fool easy. But what's this Simba and Timbo business?
That is lion and elephant, Your Excellency.
Say, Kinka, you think we'll run into any elephants tonight?
I do not think so, Speed Gibson. They hear us and go away.
I hope the lions do the same thing.
I don't imagine we'll have any trouble from the wild beasts of the jungle, Barney. From what Chief Yeyaba told me, most of them won't bother us unless we attack them first. And they naturally fight back in self-defense.
Well, that might be true, Clint. But how are they going to know that we're not hunting for them? A hunt to a lion, I should think.
Oh, forget it. We have more important things to think about. Tell your men to cover every inch of the ground, Chief Yeyaba.
Yes, King Carlo. Come, Tango, Atawaga. They look well. If Octopus is near, they find him.
Why does this man call himself the Octopus, Speed Gibson?
Because his crime organization is just like the tentacles of an octopus, Kinka. You can cut one off, but the others will still be there. And the octopus can do his dirty work about as good as before.
Yeah, that's what happened in China, Kinka, and Tibet. We cut off one tentacle by ending his activities in Asia, as far as we know. But he bobs up again in Africa, worse than ever.
Hey, what's that?
Elephant. He is far away.
Well, that's good news.
I wonder how the other beaters are getting along.
I send runner around circle to find out.
You better be careful they don't think he's the octopus and take a shot at him.
No danger. He carry torch. I'm finning
Wagahata.
He goes. He will come back soon. He one of my fastest runners.
Hope he doesn't set the jungle on fire with that torch.
No bush too wet from rain last night.
Yeah. Say, how could you forget that rain, Barney?
Must be slipping, Clint. Or else I'm getting so used to being uncomfortable, I don't think anything of it anymore.
How are you holding up, Jenkins? Feel any ill effects from your attack of fever now that you've been out on the trail for a while?
No, Your Excellency.
Well, that's good. Because I want you to keep a special eye on Speed for me. See that he doesn't go wandering off on some private exploration trip of his own.
Oh, Clint.
And you're after Speed. And Kika is the logical one to watch you. Barney and I have to keep our eyes open and our guns ready in case these boys stumble on something.
Yeah, this bushwhacking is sure to raise something pretty soon.
I shall be honored to serve, Speed Gibson.
Oh, I don't need anybody to keep an eye on me.
His Excellency, your uncle, has a great devotion for you. It is because of this that he thinks of your safety, Speed Gibson. He perhaps realizes the danger of the jungle better than you.
Yeah. I guess you're right, Kinka. Anyhow, I couldn't have a better guard than you.
Not guard, Your Excellency. Guide.
You win. Say, Kinka, you seem to know a lot about elephants, or Timbo, as you call them. Tell me something about them.
Well, what do you wish to know, Speed Gibson?
Well, how different are they from the elephants in India, for instance?
I have never seen the elephant of India, but my teacher told me our Timbo is different from his cousin in India in shape, size, and habits. For instance, the low point of our elephant's back line is high point of Indians. Ours possess larger ears and tusks, too.
They're wilder, too. I know that.
Wilder?
Well, aren't they?
I do not think so. They have never been domesticated in Africa as they have in India, but it is entirely possible. Why, there is a farm right here in the Congo where one can see 50 elephants at work.
Yeah? Gosh, I'd like to see that.
Oh, it is much better to see them in the jungle, Speed Gibson. The elephant is the most wonderful beast of all the animals of the earth. He is very wise, very friendly with his own kind, more so than any other beast.
See, I never knew that.
You will before you leave Africa. You will see many Timbos.
Haven't seen any yet.
You have only just arrived. Wait and be patient. When we return to Leopoldville, I shall take you out into the jungle with me, with your uncle's permission, and show you Timbo in his own home. And if we could go to Mount Kenya, I could show you elephants which have not lain down for 100 years.
What?
They sleep on their feet.
But don't African elephants ever lay down?
Some of the plains elephants do, but no one ever saw a Kenya elephant down unless he had been shot.
Gosh, their legs must be strong. Say, that sounded like we're getting closer to the elephants, Kinka.
Yes, and I hope they don't get wind of us.
Wind? Well, there's no wind tonight. The jungle's hot and still like it was waiting for something.
Just a breath of air can carry our scent to Timbo and warn him. We are his one enemy, you know. He has no others.
Well, would the herd charge it?
They might, but they are still too far away for that, Speed Gibson. Chief Iaba will call his warriors back before they approach too close to the herd.
Hey, you too. Don't get too interested in your talk about elephants that you fall behind. Come on, keep up with
us. Okay, Clint.
Elephants better than cannibal ants.
Yeah, we certainly go from one extreme to the other, don't we? Ants to elephants.
Oh, forget it, Bonnie. We're after bigger game than elephants.
Bigger in meanness, huh?
Yes. I'd give anything to know just what the octopus is up to at this moment.
What have you to report from your camp, Chief Miengai?
There are hunters in jungle tonight. Porters beating bush for game.
Lions?
Maybe. Only these porters look like warriors. Yeyawa's warriors.
What? You have seen them?
My guards see them. They not come to camp yet. Secret police with them.
They are not hunting for lions. They are hunting for me. I knew it.
We have your command to attack them. We shall do it.
But Yaba has many warriors.
Yes. They in big circle, spread out from Leopoldville.
They are bound to find this place if they are not stopped. And they can be stopped if their circle is attacked at several places at once. I shall give commands to do this.
And my warriors are ready.
Good.
There is Timbo herd near camp.
Elephants? Well, what of it?
Danger of stampede, maybe.
No. No, the elephants will be only too anxious to get away from your neighborhood once the fighting begins. And see to it, Miengai, that not one of the secret police escapes alive. I leave them in your hands.
This time, I not fail.
If you should fail, I shall not be here when Barlow and the others arrive.
Where you go?
Into the gorilla country, then on to the Sahara.
You leave us at mercy of Yeyawa's warriors and secret police?
If you fail to stop them. That is why you must make sure to destroy them.
Yes, yes. This time, I not fail. Runner, just tell me secret police and beaters draw near to camp.
Get ready to attack them, and I shall send word to the other jungle tribes. I shall tell them when they hear the signal drums, they shall attack Yeyawa's warriors.
Yes.
I think tonight shall see the end of Flint Barlow.
We've been beating around the bush for hours, seems like, and haven't found anything interesting yet.
We can't lose patience, Bonnie.
Look, here comes somebody carrying a torch, Clint. Must be that runner, Chief Iaba, sent out to see how the rest of his warriors were getting along.
It is the same.
Ashamonga, Amagigo, Amsagadawa, Nugo, Matio.
What does he say, Chief Iaba?
He say nothing have been found yet. All is well.
Listen, drum speech.
Now what's up?
Swahili-dum.
Swahili? Well, that's your own tribe. Can you tell me what it's saying?
Wait.
Maybe Swing has come to the jungle.
That Wakakuyu, sir.
Wakakuyu? What's that?
Another tribe, Speed Gibson. Inferior to Swahili. It answers the first note. Listen.
They are war drums.
Uh-oh. They're coming closer.
What does it mean, Chief Iaba? Are we in for an attack?
Cannot be. Not for us anyhow.
Listen to that, Clint. That's the alarm signal of our beaters. That's to the west of us.
And that's the alarm signal of the east flanker.
Clint, those war drums mean we're going to be attacked.
Look out! Those shadows ahead. Warriors!
Let's have a hook!
Guys, Clint, where'd they come from?
Cover those feet. Look out for those spears.
Spears, my foot! Those babies have guns.
They must be the octopus warriors.
There are hundreds of them. We're way outnumbered, Clint.
Back toward the giant tree bark.
Burn. Will it be harder for them to follow us in there?
Clint, we may have a chance there.
Come on, then. Let's give them a taste of their own medicine on the way.
That's holding them.
Look at them scatter.
They're closing in again.
Call your warrior, Mechiaba. We'll make a run for the fern forest. It's our only chance.